Checking in now with banks, which are coming under fire for their big profits. Yesterday, ANZ reported a profit of $1.92 billion. That is up 44% on last year. Sam Stubbs is chief executive of KiwiSaver provider Simplicity and says it's time for a government inquiry into banks. Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora.
Why now?
Well, if you look at this profit, I mean, the numbers are scary. Their profit last year was $60 per second or $380 per New Zealander. And what the ANZ managed to do was to make last year three times more than all of the supermarkets in New Zealand combined. So these are, you know, huge numbers. Why we need something like a formal government inquiry right now is if you look at the supermarket inquiry going on, why did they trigger that? Well, there were really three reasons. One is they really question the dominance of the supermarkets in the market, and you have to question the dominance of the banks in New Zealand now. No bank, no competitor, Kiwi Bank, any foreign bank, has been able to make inroads into the top four banks' dominance of the market in New Zealand, and they're making 20% more out of the average Kiwi than they're making out of the average Aussie, and these are the same banks, same companies. The other reason they triggered that inquiry was profits, looking at, you know, were profits excessive? Well, the entire supermarket industry makes about $600 million a year. The banking industry makes about $5 billion a year. So you have to ask yourself that question. And the other thing was, you know, customers seem to be very unsatisfied supermarkets. And you know, I think you really have to ask the question, if the banks were making as much money as they are, shouldn't the customers be delighted? But they're not delighted. They're very, very unhappy and have been for a long time. So for those reasons, the supermarket inquiry was triggered. It seems appropriate to be doing that for an industry which is making about eight times more than the supermarkets and which has been operating this way for a very long time. And I think if you look at the banks too, I mean, COVID was a real acid test for them. They have a social license to operate. So what did the ANZ choose to do? It chose to make a lot more money when the rest of us were suffering. It dropped its lending to businesses. It dropped its lending to the agricultural sector. And then it increased its home lending by 82%.
And so does that situation particularly mean that the bank is responsible for, in part, driving up the house price?
Well, they are by far our largest bank. And so if they choose to lend more to the housing market, yes, you would say that there's a very high chance that will help drive up house prices. Remember, this is a very conscious decision they made. They said less to farmers, less to businesses, more to homes, because it's simply more profitable. For every dollar of term deposits they get, the bank adds on $2 and then lends, you know. So term deposits, they were through COVID paying about 1% for, mortgages were about 3%. That 2% is just massive profit for them. That's the profit that means they make $60 every second out of New Zealanders. We have to have a look at this. The Commerce Commission has been staffed up and it's been funded up to look at these things now. It's had a look at supermarkets. They're talking about the building industry sector, but the much more profitable sector, the one that New Zealanders pay a lot more from their wages every week, is into the banking sector. This has been going on for a long time.
Well, as you say, this has been going on for a long time, and so I'm curious as to why you think the banks haven't been tackled.
I think that governments have successively been scared of taking on the banking industry because the banks threaten to withdraw from New Zealand and everyone gets extremely worried if that happens, that the credit will be withdrawn. We saw that with Westpac recently. You know, they talked about the possibility of leaving New Zealand. To anyone who knows this industry, you know that is absolutely not going to happen because for all four Australian banks, for all four Aussie banks, New Zealand is usually the most profitable part of their operations. This is the goose that keeps on laying the golden egg. So they can threaten and wave a stick to the government. The politicians get very scared about the possibility of that, so they don't trigger an inquiry. But they did exactly this in Australia. They had a Royal Commission of Inquiry, and this was exactly the same banks operating over there who were operating here. That Royal Commission of Inquiry was incredibly embarrassing for the banks. It exposed a lot of bad behaviours. We haven't done the same thing here, and yet the same banks are making 20% more from the average Kiwi than the average Aussie. It's about time we had a look at our most profitable sector that seems to be dominated by the same four players all the time, and in this case, one bank, Costa, is making $60 a second.
Appreciate your time. Sam Stubbs there, Chief Executive of KiwiSaver provider Simplicity.